lessons in class. Whom to blame? Professors and students both are to blame for the rude behaviour, said Dr. Joan Middendorf, director of the Teaching Resources Centre at Indiana University. Dr. Middendorf, who counsels educators with problem students, says, students become destructive or turn their attention elsewhere if they perceive that a professor is ignoring them or not treating them fairly. Some students consider a boring, fast-paced lecture that might be over their heads uncivil behaviour by the professor, says Dr. Middendorf. Teachers who do not encounter problems are those who are able to diffuse situations deftly and with finesse. Dr. Middendorf said, some educators may use humour by asking a tardy student to tell the class where he or she has been, she said. Or, if they notice a student dozing off, they might ask the entire class to stand up and stretch. Professors also have an easier time if they clearly outline standards of behaviour at the beginning of the semester, Dr. Middendorf said. Teachers need to show students they care, but they also need to stick to the policies they have for civility, she said. If bad behaviour continues, then punishment is in order. Educators say some professors are afraid to discipline disruptive students, fearing bad evaluations or even lawsuits. Professors may lower grades or ask a student to leave class, but they generally do not mete out more severe punishment. But if you've done your job, documented properly, adhere to due process, don't worry about the threat, Dr. Amanda said. Dr. Middendorf said, as hard as it is, you need to be a little authoritarian. Rights, obligations. Kay Coder, who teaches sociology at Richland College in far northeast Dallas, hands out a list of rights and obligations to her students. The policy, which students must sign, includes things such as turning off beepers and cellular phones, attending classes regularly, and avoiding insulting remarks about individuals or groups. In return, Ms. Coder promises her students that she will be polite and fair. Students who ignore her policy can get lower grades. The policy has kept disruptions to a minimum.